96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
That's right. I meant to play that one first. It is time for our Newsmaker 2, and as you just heard, it is brought to you by State Farm agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call 620-342-6272 for a quote today. And today on our Newsmaker 2, we are happy to be joined by Leanne Kester, as we have a lot to talk about with Leanne. The exciting stuff coming up here in the Chase County area. As Leanne, good morning. Welcome in to the Newsmaker 2.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on here today. And, you know, I mentioned we've got quite a lot of stuff to talk about here. And, you know, first and foremost, I just kind of want to ask, start things off, how are things going with the Chase County Old School Development District?
They are staying so busy, it's hard for, we have a board of eight, all volunteers, and it's hard for us to keep up with everything that we seem to have going on over here.
Now, before we start talking about a couple of the activities, and you know, you're extremely busy with planning for activities, but obviously you have the core of the projects that are fully underway right now. Maybe you can give us an update here on where things stand with really this two-headed project that's been underway for years for Central Chase County.
We do. The 1903 historic building that is being renovated into apartments, all the framing is done. So we're going to have pictures of that at our car show on Bunny Hop so people can see the progress that's being made. You can literally now see where each apartment will be, where the walls will be for the bathrooms. And I'm told that this next week they're going to start on the heating, air, plumbing, electrical work. So the apartments are moving along at a fast pace.
Obviously very gratifying for you because, as we mentioned here before, there's been a lot of prep work getting to really critical mass the way it sounds last fall. So what does it mean for you to see this process now take on the visible aspect of it that the community can kind of look in and give its oohs and ahs over?
I don't know if anyone out there has ever been involved in or dreamed about a project it's been 14 years for me now since the school closed. So it's hard to put into words what it means to see something happening that you've been working for that long. It's just a fantastic feeling.
Before we talk about the upcoming activities, maybe you can also talk about the fellow board members that you have here who have been part of this process to, you know, not only have the apartment side of things, but the community center, which is actually, for folks that don't know, came on board a little bit earlier here than the apartments did.
Yes, it did. Yeah, we have eight board members that are just, we kept track last year of how many volunteer hours our eight board members put in, and this was definitely a low number, and it was over 3,000 hours that these eight people have put in. That then is supported by community members that step in and work at our concession stand or help with the race or put up the quilt show or things like that. So we've got David and Cheryl Glibbery, who are phenomenal in what they do, Mike Schmidt, his knowledge base adds so much to everything. Sue Alexander, who's just our heart as our secretary. Gwen Rundy and Nyla Gibbons. My husband, Wade Kester. The eight of us luckily are good friends, too. So we enjoy our time when we're working on things together. But definitely dedicated to this project.
Again, Leanne Kester joining us with the Chase County Old School Development District here as we continue our Newsmaker 2 segment. I have to ask, really, what is immediately ahead for the apartment side of things and what's immediately ahead for the community center side of things here as far as the work that has been ongoing for a while and how those processes are going to immediately continue getting in through the spring and into early summer?
The apartments, like I said, are moving forward with all the interior work. The outside, you could walk around and not really realize how much is going on the inside. At the community center, we have had the opportunity to step along with the electrical work being done at the apartments. They've offered us the opportunity to save some money by having some parallel pathways. So we are taking on, we had just taken on the roof for our community center, but now we're taking on all the electrical upgrades that we will need when we're able to afford to add heating and air conditioning to the gymnasium itself. So we also had decided to take on two more bathrooms so that all four bathrooms in the community center will be done. So we are doing so much renovation right now. I have to say any sort of donations to the cause would be greatly appreciated as we forge forward with all the renovations that we are still working on.
I was just about set to ask about the fundraising side of things. So do the activities that are coming up here that you wanted to mention, are those serving as fundraisers, or are those really more community gatherings and community celebrations?
You know, they are both. Our goal with the community center was to have a place for events like this to happen, to be able to offer things that the community hadn't been able to offer before because they just didn't have the facilities for it. So they serve both. They are definitely fundraisers. Anything registering for the old school 1K, 5K bunny hop, those registrations go straight into these renovations. Registering for the car show or coming over to eat our Fanestall hot dogs or our grilled burgers or participate in the craft fair that we're attaching this time to the event, all of those funds go straight to the renovations that we're working on and continuing to work on.
Well, let's talk about the events, starting off here with the bunny hop. When and where should we gather?
The bunny hop is March 23rd, Saturday. It sounds like the weather is going to be great for it.
It does.
You can either register at runsignup.com, or you can register on site as long as you do it before 8:30. Races start at 9. We have an adult 1K, 5K, and we have a youth 1K, 5K. One of the benefits of the youth 1K, that $10 registration fee for that, all automatically gets you a free access to our Easter egg hunt that the local K's Association will be helping us hide those Easter eggs here on Saturday morning very early.
How early is early?
Yes, it is. But the kids seem to not mind the early near as much as some of the rest of us do.
Very true.
So we'll have a concession stand open that day, and it's fun to just come watch the racers. We have medals, bunny medals, for all the people that place. The 1K is just a walk around the four-block area that is our property. The 5K this year we're changing, and instead of the route being around town, we're going out in the country with it. So if any of you know 8th Street or Spring Creek Road, the 5K will be taking that route this year. We're excited about that.
I can imagine so. Again, we're talking with Leanne Kester of the Chase County Old School Development District. You also are in the throes of planning here for the big car show, and this sounds like it's going to be a ton of fun coming up in May.
Yeah, this is our fourth annual, and along with it being our fourth annual and feeling like we're pretty comfortable with the car show, we decided to expand this in multiple ways this year. This is May 25th. From 10 to 3, 518 3rd is our address in Cottonwood Falls, and we're adding a schools out party to this one. So homemade ice cream, a bouncy house, a cornhole tournament, and we're adding a craft fair, which can be flea market or antiques for sale or a yard sale. Just call me at 620-340-9634 to register for that. $20 if you want us to provide the tables and chairs, or $10 if you don't. We have inside and outside spaces, and we've been really pleased at the number of people that have already signed up for that.
Boy, that's amazing, considering that, generally speaking, in car shows, that is basically a night before weather check before you do anything, so that's got to make you feel good.
Yes. Luckily, we have this huge gymnasium that will provide indoor access for people who choose outside spots would be able to move in that day, or for all those who are choosing the inside spots.
Good deal. All right, Leanne, for folks that would like more information here, how can they get that information for you, whether it's for the activity side of things or at the actual construction site?
We have a website, oldschooldevelopment.com, and all the information is accessible on that website. Again, it's oldschooldevelopment.com. I'm always open to phone calls, again, at 620-340-9634. We will have posters up all over. Donations, which I have to keep bringing up, Citizen State Bank in Cottonwood or the Emporia Community Foundation. We have accounts at both places who very happily will take any donations toward the multiple causes that we have going on over here.
Sounds good. Well, Leanne, best of luck here with the event side of things, and really looking forward to the finished products here with the actual old school itself. Thanks for joining us, and keep us posted. We'll always enjoy having you on board with us.
We appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leanne. As always, a pleasure to talk to you and get to hear a great update on all the things happening with the Chase County Old School Development District. Wishing you all the success here at the upcoming events. Again, the Bunny Hop 1K and 5K coming up this Saturday. Chuck, that's going to be a good time.
It is going to be a good time. Don't forget, we have our Medicare Minute coming up here very shortly with Karen Mays, certified CHIC counselor and trainer. Tomorrow, we've got a couple of interviews in the 8 o'clock hour. This is becoming standard operating procedure for us. We'll be talking about the upcoming Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. That's one of the big activities this Saturday. That's for the Newsmaker 2 spot. We'll also have Emporia State Director of Choral Activities, Josh Donaldson. There's an upcoming concert and an Easter egg hunt fundraiser on the schedule before the month's out. That'll be for the Newsmaker 3 around 8:40 tomorrow.
Once again, your Newsmaker 2 segment today is brought to you by Pete Euler, State Farm agent at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call 620-342-6272 for a quote today. Make sure you stick around. We still have a check of ABC News headlines coming up, along with local headlines, our Newsmaker 3 segment, another check of sports and healthy living, all here in the next hour. So stay tuned here to KBOE Live and Local.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union recently upgraded its online and mobile banking experience. Their new state